least I'm one. I'm not your soulmate, at least I'm something to you. It's not the way I would have wanted, it's just the way that I'm wanted by you. But at least I'm something, at least I'm something to you.
I'm such a big fan of Natalie Wilson, and Something to You is just so fantastic. I think the guitar is so catchy, and I think that I have discovered I am a fan of songs with a simple piano piece to them. I think because I play piano, but I'm not that good. So when I hear a simple kind of melody or a line that I feel like I could probably play that, it sort of gives me confidence in the song. So if you know an instrument or you took an instrument lessons as a child, do you find yourself listening to songs and picking up the pieces and thinking, could I do this? I could do this. I like this song. Or is that just a unique experience to me? Please let me know. Through our listenership survey, which is actually available online at cfrc.ca, there was a promotion for it earlier in the show today, but if you didn't catch it, the CFRC listenership survey is live online, and you should absolutely go fill it out and tell them what a wonderful job I'm doing here on the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call slot. If you like the show, my name is Marijke Vernooy, and if you don't like the show, I'm anonymous, and either way, you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Yeah. Don't be late, alright?
That Was Not My Baby by Always, a verified, certified Canadian indie classic band I will never shut up about when I saw Always in concert with Alex G, and it was the best concert probably ever that anyone's ever been to, but I absolutely love them and their music, and if you haven't checked them out, honestly, I don't believe you, because they are huge, but Always will always have my heart. Prior to that was Your New Cuckoo by The Cardigans. Before that was Night Timing by Coconut Records. And before that was Big Feelings by Arkells. Arkells were in Kingston this past weekend playing at Slush Puppy, which was super, super cool. They did all kinds of promo around Queen's Campus, which is fantastic. And they were featured on Indie Wake Up Call the Friday prior to their show. So if you didn't catch that, with Rue and company, you absolutely should go listen to it. You can listen to the archives of any show that airs on CFRC through our website at cfrc.ca. The full archives are available for every show, and you can go back and listen to all the wonderful episodes of the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call slot that you missed because you weren't spending time with me. You were sleeping in, and that's okay. I'll get over it. Coming up next, we got a couple more songs, including Pate Filo by Malajube, Beautiful by Red Fox, and Close to You by Dayglow. Both Malajube and Red Fox are Canadian bands, so I want to shout them out for that. Just for the pure fact that they are from Canada. That is huge. I feel sort of a kinship to Canadian indie artists because they're from here. I don't know. I'm a big fan of CanCon. You know what? Hey, I am the number one supporter of meeting my CanCon quota on the shows and having fun doing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada. May your thoughts be erased. Let there be sympathy. There's a need, no need to be afraid. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, it seems. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to be beautiful.
That was Close to You by Dayglow. And honestly, that song just feels like waking up, running outside, it's a sunny day, everything feels fresh, there's like the taste of citrus in your mouth for some reason, the birds are chirping, you have a full day just spending time with your friends, and you've just got a bunch of goofy stuff going on. It's just like a really positive way to start your day, and I hope that all the songs on Indie Wake Up Call make you feel that way. And if they don't, please don't tell me. Coming up next, we have Payoff Baby by Nice On, Search Party by Winter Sleep, and Tokyo Police Club with Tessellate. These are all Canadian bands, which is absolutely fantastic. Nice On also has a really cool music video that was filmed in and around Kingston that they submitted for a competition last year, and it's super cool. It's on YouTube, and you should totally check it out. It makes me really happy to see these places that I know and love in a YouTube video with a band that I know and love. You know what I mean? It's just, it kind of feels personal, and I'm like, wow, like, these are real people, and Kingston is a real place. So you should definitely check that out. And coming up after that, we'll have even more music to round out our 2-hour Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call slot. I'm Marika Vernoy, and you are listening to CFRC.
Take you home. I'm good, no thanks. Are you ever gonna come back home? Do you believe that the sky?
I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you have been listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are at the end of our 2-hour slot, so sadly, but we will be back every Monday from 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM. And if you liked what you heard this morning, you should come back every morning, because Indie Wake Up Call airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. every single day. And we have all kinds of interviews and live sessions and chit-chat and concerts and Kingston news and Canadian news and worldwide news, and we just love to talk all things indie music, and we would love if you joined us. So please come back not only next week for my slot, of course, but every single morning to join all of my wonderful hosts on Indie Wake Up Call. We will be back next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. You have listened to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Welcoming my soulless friends, you are what I need, you always been. Maybe I know, but I won't dissolve. Something sweet, something soft. Times when I live it up in time, what I feel, what I see, I know that it ends. That it ends.
life the way it don't know me.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
After an eventful quarterfinal game, your Queens Gaels are still running down a dream. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they come face to face with the number one ranked, undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine.